Yeah. But let me ask you something. Do you think that education usually makes a person talk better?
It depends on whether you practice it or not.
Yeah.
I think generally people talk more about the way of their surroundings or where they're brought up.
Yeah. I think you're interesting because you got a lot of stories and interesting way of talking and expressing yourself.
Well, there's a lot of things I ain't told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the fishing I do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I kind of specialize in that. I bag on myself a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, last year I liked to pull redfish on the beach during the winter. It's a cold job, man. Like last year, I caught 5 bull reds one night. One weighed like 30-something pounds, another weighed 30, and a couple of them weighed 25 pounds all one night. Got a picture in the paper for that. Then I like specializing freshwater on catfish, you know, a certain way you fish for them. I got the state record over here in Murphy's Refuge on the biggest catfish on the rod so far, about a 35-pounder. Blue cat.
A big catfish.
I'm trying to beat the state record, which is I'd have to catch a 50 pounder to beat it. It's 40 something pounds. This is something you always try to do, you know. Of course, you get some good fillets out of that, too. Really, yeah. Catfish.
But
hey,
catfish aren't that hard to pull in, I got
them good. Oh, yeah. To my knowledge or to my experience, I'd say catfish fights as much, if not more, than a bass. And you know, a bass is supposed to be a good game fish, you know.
Did that one,
the biggest one I caught? Yeah. He fought less than any of them I ever caught. And I've caught some 15, 16 pounds. If you could barely get in, a lot of them broke my line. I think the reason why this one didn't fight so much is in no less than 2 foot of water, fishing on a mud flat. And they'll come up on your mud flat to feed, too. They didn't fight as much. Now, your best fighting fish that I ever caught was those bull reds. You can't have a drag at all, the slightest bit of tension on your line, and I use over 100-pound test because I've had it happen. I've had just my clicker on. You know, the type of reel I'm talking about is the one that got the star drag on it. You can adjust the drag.
Yeah.
You leave that off completely and just your clicker on. But I've had them hit it so hard, so fast that it pop your line. It sounded like a 22. That's how fast and hard they hit it. It's continual motion. Once they hit it, they just tear out. That's why they're so hard to catch. A lot of people fish for them. And once you got one, you get yourself a battle, too. And serve. Now, I fish for bass. Don't like to eat them, but I like to catch them.
Yeah.
About the only fish I really like to eat is catfish.
You've seen a lot of change in the town, I guess, even just in the few years you've been here, right?
Oh, yeah. Growing too many housing additions, you know, people building these houses right next door to each other. I can't see how they stand it, so we got to have some land in between the houses.
You live here in town now?
Well, it's town, but it's out Wichita suburb, I guess. It'd be on the furthest end of that.
Well,
you got some cows and stuff out there.
You do?
I don't, my neighbor does. Usually I'm trying to buy me a place now, at least 5 acres or more. Afford it. Before things are rising.
Well, good to see you.
Been pricing.